Archers, for the week 27 March to 1st April 2005.
Easter Sunday brings a trip out for Pip and her new friend.
Another biscuit, isn't it? Or a little chocolate nest?
No, thanks. I'm stuffed. It was fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Yeah. Isn't it Heather we should be thanking?
I was about to say.
Yeah, right.
I was about to say it was mostly her doing.
Why have your mummy ever cook herself, eh?
Exactly.
Well, I'll have another one anyway. Oh, that's delicious. Honestly, look at this. Lizzie and Nigel have gone completely excessive with these puns.
How do you mean?
Well, look. Perhaps you would like to join the egg-citing Easter egg hunt. Scramble around our cycle trail or egg-splore the house. It's like that the whole way through.
No wonder Julia said it was excruciating.
Well, you have to give them credit, though. They've done well to get everything organised with losing the hour this morning.
Bet they were boiling.
Yeah, they must have had to work extra hard.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be beaten.
Oh.
I'm not yoking.
Damn it!
Sorry. I was on a roll there.
Sorry.
No, I didn't mean that. Girls, get off me.
Go on, girls. You go off and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, we'll sort them out.
Yeah. Come on, put that.
3 o'clock if you want to see Lily in the bonnet parade.
Okay.
And be careful.
We will. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, Izzy seems a lovely little thing.
Yeah, considering.
I think she's great.
Well, that estate. Meadowrise has gone down even since the Grundys lived there.
Oh, I've seen a lot worse, Ruth. And you must have.
Not round here.
Oh, you've got spoilt, my girl. That's what it is.
Maybe.
And doesn't seem to have affected her. She's beautifully turned out.
Oh, no. Those trainers look like they're just out the box. And white tracksuit bottoms.
What's wrong with that?
It's not exactly the best colour for round here. Is she going to be warm enough in that little T-shirt and the thin jacket?
Well, she can have my jumper if she's cold.
And bare midriff and those earrings.
Oh, that's nothing. You should see what the youngsters in Newcastle wear or do to go out on a Friday night.
I know.
It was the same in Borchester.
You've got it all to come with Pip. Oh,
thanks, Mum. I'm beginning to think we've got us lightly so far.
I'm sorry, Jamie, you can't.
But Daniel's had a go, and he's only my year.
Yes, but he's 10, isn't he? You've got to be 10 for the catapult.
Why? That seems a bit arbitrary.
I'm sorry, it's the rules.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Jamie, we'll go and have a go on the egg rolling instead, yeah?
I suppose.
Next year, the catapult. Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, if there is a next year. This has been such a nightmare. Have you seen Nigel?
No, I don't think I have.
No? Well, count yourself lucky.
Why? What?
His Easter bunny costume only arrived on Friday. There wasn't a moment to look at it till today, and when we got it out, it's more like the rabbit from Donnie Darko.
Oh, dear.
Keep seeing children in floods of tears, scaring the wits out of them.
Oh, it's awful being a kid, isn't it?
Oh, well, you should know, Kenty.
At Christmas, you're dragged to Underwoods to see some scary old bloke in a cardboard cave who wants you to sit on his knee.
Yeah, and now this. You know, I'm surprised I haven't had a complaint.
It wasn't like this when I was playing Uncle Cedric for you, was it?
No, I seem to remember we had complaints then as well.
Really? You're kidding. Come on, Jamie, change your plan. We're going rabbit hunting.
What?
You'll see. And then we'll go and find out how your mum's doing. Hmm? See you, Lizzie.
Bye.
Auntie Elizabeth. Heya.
Hello, Pip.
This is Izzy. She won't believe you live here. Tell her.
Yeah, I do, I'm afraid.
Whoa, that is awesome.
Thank you.
It's yours. All of it.
Well, yes. We only live in a flat inside, though.
So do I. But our whole block would fit into your house. Twice?
I'll get these things out of your way.
Thanks, Cathy. I bet you've been busy.
Oh, non-stop. How's it going out there?
Well, we were having a great time till Nigel found us and tried to force-feed the boys chocolate.
That costume.
Yeah. Yeah, Mum, you sit down.
Thanks. Come on now, Ben. Let's get your coat off.
Where's Josh? Josh, go and choose what you want to drink, eh?
Hey, you don't know how the boat race went, do you?
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, here you all are.
Oh, Elizabeth might know.
Elizabeth, you look worn out, pet. Can you not sit down for a minute?
Oh, just for a second.
Oh, there's nearly a fight broken out at the Painted Eggs. I've had to get Nigel to take that costume off.
Well, I should think so.
And Julia's no help at all.
Were you expecting her to be?
Not really, but she's not even here. She's gone to see Lewis now to look at brochures for the honeymoon.
Oh, where are they thinking of going?
Yeah, I've no idea.
Madeira is lovely. Or the Canaries. Or a cruise, maybe. You don't have to worry about a thing. And the weight on your hand, foot and finger.
Oh, well, that sounds perfect for Julia.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Kenton.
Oh, Kathy's working hard, I see. This is typical.
What?
Well, there's you, Lizzie, sitting down while you've got poor Kathy toiling away.
Do you mind? You know, I haven't sat down all day.
Oh, take no notice of him, Elizabeth. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, she's a real slave driver. Now, you listen, sis. You're not keeping her late tonight because I'm cooking supper and I want her home with her feet up by 6:30, all right?
I'd better get on.
Oh, Jane is over there with Josh. Right, get the teas in, Dave.
Oh, I'd better go too.
Oh, yeah, but we seem to be doing some work.
You wouldn't know the meaning of the word. I'll see you again before you go.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Now, what's happened to those girls?
Yeah, 4:30, we said.
Hey, Mum.
No, we were just saying.
Oh.
This is such a wicked day.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Is he? Look at the state of you.
What? Yeah.
Is that murder chocolate, pet?
Don't I?
What's this?
Oil?
It's from the bike.
Yeah, and egg from the catapult.
Nice one, is. Full house.
We can always put them through the wash when we get back. She can go home with something to Pips.
It's all right. It doesn't matter.
I think it does. What's your mum going to see?
It's a new boyfriend bought them for me.
Oh.
And the trainers. They're not the real thing, though. They're only fake.
Even so?
He got them off the market. My mum might fall for it, but I don't.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I've done the washing up.
Oh, Kenton.
And dried up and put away. Here, come sit down.
Yeah, OK.
Do you want another glass of wine?
Oh, don't know if I should.
Oh, go on, do you good. Yeah.
Thanks.
Jamie all safely tucked up?
Oh, like a light. Thanks so much for having him today. He really loved it.
Oh, good. Well, me too. Hey, should we snuggle up a bit? Oh, come on, relax. Oh, Kathy, I've been wanting to do this since...
Oh, no! What? No, don't!
What? What is it?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Kathy.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Can't? What? Why?
No, I just can't.
But why? What have I done wrong?
Nothing!
So, what is it? What's the matter? Look, what's happened?
I don't... I can't!
Kathy, please, what is it? What have I done?
It's not you, Kenton. No, it's me.
What?
Oh.
What is it?
Owen.
Owen?
You know Owen.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, before Christmas, he was in the play.
Oh, yes, I'm...
No, please, just listen. He was in the play, and one night we got left behind in the hall, and... he raped me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, oh, Kathy.
I'm sorry, Kenton.
No, you don't have to apologise.
No. Well, anyway, that's why...
That's the second time through the wash and still no better.
I think, like Izzy said, you'd better give up on them.
Oh, I don't care what she says, we'll have to replace them.
Hiya.
Hi. Did you get Izzy back all right?
Yeah, fine.
I've had the best day.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, well, you go up now, Pipsqueak, because it's late, eh?
I know. See you in the morning.
Night-night.
Night.
Night-night, Pet.
Night.
Oh, well, a successful day, I think.
Yeah, from Pip's point of view.
And Izzy's. She's coming over again on Friday.
What?
Well, you wanted Pip to have a friend.
So this is why he left, yeah?
Yeah. Just after Christmas.
So, hang on, what? You had to work with him?
No, I couldn't. That's why I went off sick. Because he was just acting so... normal.
Kathy, nothing about that bloke is normal.
Well, all right, but as if it hadn't happened. And he still seemed to think we were having a relationship.
What?
Well, you see, maybe I had sort of... But I don't know. I thought I was just being friendly. But maybe he read more into
it. Enough to do that to
you? Well, I don't know. I can't tell. I think people
Kathy,
did think...
No.
And maybe I should have seen
no.
the kind of person he was. People
Kathy,
did.
Listen, listen, please. Just stop this. Look, whatever, you know, he may or may not have read into things, whatever. I mean, no way did that... I mean, that wasn't a reason to rape you.
No, well... Oh. Thank you.
Oh, please, don't thank me.
No, but...
I just can't believe that you've kept all this to yourself.
Well, Sid knows.
Sid?
Well, he was the one who got Owen to leave.
Oh, I see.
I told Pat.
Right.
Sid's been wonderful, they both have.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, I mean, how did he...
Well, he just went round to Owen's. He threatened him.
Right.
Yeah, I know. He's been so good.
Good. Well, it's good that you've had someone.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry to dump all this on you like this.
No.
Only I...
No, honestly, you know, thank God you told me.
Would you like a coffee?
What? Oh, no, thanks.
Okay.
Actually, I think perhaps I'd better be going back.
Oh, yeah. All right, then.
Yeah. You must be tired.
Yeah, I'm quite.
Well, okay, then. I'll
Yeah.
I'll be in touch.
Right.
I'm sorry, Kathy. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, night then.
Night.
Lager for you, Tom. In a glass. I'm old-fashioned like that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no problem, Gran.
Yeah, I shouldn't worry, Mum. He'll drink it whichever way it comes.
I certainly will. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, it's good of you to join us oldies at all, Tom.
What? Miss Gran's roasties?
He can't stay all afternoon, though.
No, I've left Susan and Morris hard at it.
Susan?
The sausages, Jack. It's a normal working day for the supermarkets.
Oh, yes. What day is it?
Monday, dear. Easter Monday.
I know it's Easter, Peggy. I knew that.
Yes, of course you did.
That's why Helen can't come. She's doing the ice cream at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yes. How did it go yesterday, Pat?
Very well, thanks. I was heaving with people. I met Pip's new friend, Izzy.
Yes?
Not quite what Ruth was expecting, I think. But she and Pip seemed to be having a whale of a time.
We saw Helen at church.
Oh, yes.
That would have been Sunday, then?
Yes. She said Alan was on good form. A rousing sermon, apparently, linking the cancelling out of sins with the cancelling third world debt.
He's really pressing all the right buttons for Helen, isn't he?
It's an interesting parallel, Tom, and a very topical one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I gather he and Amy are having a little holiday next week. Well deserved, I expect.
Yeah, they're taking Mabel back up to Bradford and spending some time there.
Sunday. That would have been it. Yes, church, Sunday.
I've been admiring that photo, Jack, of you and Mum on your wedding day.
What?
On the mantelpiece. It's lovely. It's good of both of you.
On the... Where did that come from?
You put it there, dear. Last week.
No, I didn't.
You did, dear. You were looking through our wedding album and...
That's where Captain goes. There's a picture of Captain goes there.
No, you took it out, Jack.
I did not. I never did any such thing.
You did?
No, you must have.
We agreed, dear. And we said we'd get a new frame for the photo of Captain.
You took him away.
No, Jack.
You never liked him, did you? She never liked him, Tom. And he was such a friend to me, that dog. Oh, dear old Captain. Do you know, one time he got a bit too friendly with one of Marjorie's caftans.
Do you mean Afghans?
Yes, yes, that's right. She tore me off a strip, I can tell you.
Oh, Mum.
All about
I'm so
damaging
sorry.
The bloodline.
It's all right,
I don't know
dear.
Why she was so bothered.
He just gets a bit confused, that's all.
He
I think
had
it's slightly more than that, Peggy.
Coat. I've got a photo of him here.
Jack.
Peggy, where's my picture of Captain?
Now you're standing out here.
Oh, I'm out of the wind, Kirsty, and I'm better dressed for it than you are.
Yeah, well, I wasn't counting on there being people mad enough to sit outside. Have you got anything better to do?
Milk in half an hour.
Oh, you sad man.
Yeah, well, Fliss had to get back.
Oh, she's been down for the weekend.
Yeah. All on my lonesome now, though.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
Hiya.
Oh, hiya, Tom. Ooh, how was your lunch?
Glad to get away. It's all right, Sam.
Oh.
Your mum and dad still there?
Yeah. Grandma's bringing on the tea things.
Great, we can go back to yours for a bit.
I thought you were working this afternoon.
Well, I came in early so I can get off now if you like.
I'm sorry, Kirsty, I can't.
Oh, why?
I've got to give Susan and Morris a hand clearing up. I've left them on their own half the day, and all I could do is spending a couple of hours on the computer.
Tom, can't it wait?
It's the best time for it today. There'll be no phones going, no one to bother me.
But I've hardly seen you all weekend. Can't you catch up on it some other time?
No, if I don't keep on top of it. You've got to understand, I thought you were working anyway. Look, we'll go out for a drink tonight, yeah?
Yeah, okay, great. Are you up for it, Sam?
Me?
Yeah, if you're bored.
No, honestly, I don't want to crash your date.
You won't be. Hey, we'll be in the Black Pike about 9. Go on, live a bit.
Okay then, if you're sure.
Yeah, of course.
All right, see you later then. I better get back to the cows.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
What did you do that for?
We hardly get any time to ourselves. You're always saying so, and now you've turned it into a threesome.
What's your problem? You like Sam, don't you? You played football with him.
That's not the point.
No. The point is, we could have had some quality time now if you weren't so keen to get back to your sausage factory.
Come with me, then.
What?
Come with me and sit in the office.
Oh, you really do know how to show a girl a good time, don't you?
Why not?
Because I'd rather go home and worm the cat.
I'll pick you up later, then.
Fine.
8:30?
Good for me.
I'll see you then.
See ya.
Sometimes he's just lost for the word, isn't he?
Yes.
To be fair, I get like that myself. How he got from shingles to Firkins, I'll never know.
Yeah, but it's not just that, Pat. What about the business over the photo?
That was awful.
Yeah, he was almost, well, almost aggressive with Mum about who'd moved the blessed thing. Well, that's new, isn't it?
Yes, I haven't seen that before.
But it's no good. We can't let her carry on with Jack like he is.
No, but what more can we do when she just won't hear it?
Well, she's going to have to.
But you've tried, love. You've tried your best.
Well, I'll have to keep trying.
We all have. Even Lillian the other week. Peggy will just keep saying there's nothing wrong. Oh, don't forget you're dropping me at Cathy's, will you?
Hmm? Oh, no, of course.
Only I didn't have a chance to talk to her yesterday.
I think you're going to need a new tea towel, dear. You'll never get it dry with that one.
No.
No, it's soaking, look.
Oh, so it is.
You were miles away, weren't you?
I was just thinking about Tom.
Oh, yes?
About the cricket.
The season will be starting up again soon.
And about when he resigned.
I don't think Tom's ever resigned, has he? I know Adam was going to go to Darrington.
He did resign, Peggy, as umpire.
Umpire?
He had a falling out with Clary over the women's team.
Tom did? What women's team?
Yes, and Prue said that...
Oh, that Tom.
Yes, of course that Tom. Who else?
Well, I thought...
Honestly, Peggy.
Yes, oh, silly me. Shall we have another cup of tea?
That'd be nice.
Only me.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Have you forgotten something?
Not exactly. Well, only to talk to Mum about something.
What's that, dear?
Well, I wondered... can we go in the next room?
Yes, of course.
Sorry, Jack. Only it's about Helen's birthday. Girl talk, you know.
Oh, right, you are.
You sound very mysterious.
Oh, well, you know what Helen's like.
I was just going to put the kettle on. Jack, I think your programme's on soon.
Oh, good.
And we'll go into the conservatory, shall we, Tony?
You don't mind sitting out here, do you, Pat?
Only I've been stuck inside all day.
Oh, well, you haven't missed much. This is the nicest it's been. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've been stuck indoors too. Lunch at Jack and Peggy's.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
Bit of a trial.
Oh, why?
Well, Jack's... Well, he's just a bit doddery these days.
Well, he's marvellous for his age.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. Anyway, how are you, apart from working all hours?
Oh, you know, okay.
Only okay?
I told Kenton yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't exactly planned it, but the way things are going, well, it's been ever so sweet, Pat. Just wonderful with Jamie. And you know, he took me out again last week.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
Oh, it was a lovely evening. I was actually quite looking forward to it, you know, like a proper date. I did my hair, found something nice to wear.
Good, good for you.
And then when he brought me back, he gave me a little kiss on the doorstep.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that was okay, because I knew it was coming. Yeah, but yesterday, oh, I can understand why. It's been a long time. I mean, he wanted to take things further. And I just panicked.
Right.
He couldn't understand why, of course. And I couldn't not tell him after that.
Oh, no. So, how did he react?
He seemed all right at first. I mean, he was shocked, obviously. Horrified, concerned.
I think so.
But then, oh, I don't know. He just went quieter and quieter.
It's a lot to take on board.
Yeah, that's what he said.
It is. To know what you've been going through, what you suffered, it's not easy knowledge.
No. But I suppose I hoped... Well, I suppose I wanted more reassurance. That he was still going to stand by me.
And he didn't say that?
He didn't say anything, really. He just went quiet and left.
Maybe he just needs some time.
Yeah, maybe.
It is a lot to contend with.
I don't know. I haven't got a good feeling about it.
Oh, Kathy. You did the right thing. You had to tell him.
Yeah.
Well, you did. Of course you did. He had to know the truth sometime.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm sure he'll support you. He's just got to think things through.
Kenton, think? No, you really got me worried.
Look, I know it's easy for me to say, but it's only been a day.
Yeah, but he's usually phoned or sent me a silly text or something by now.
Oh, Kathy, give him time.
I thought he cared about me.
He does. I know he does.
So why isn't he here? Or being in touch? I've scared him off, Pat.
It's going to be a lovely evening.
Yes.
A beautiful sunset, I expect.
Yeah, I should think so.
Have a seat, dear.
Oh, right. Thanks, Mum. Mum, I'm sorry. I know this is difficult for you and you don't want to talk about it, but I can't just keep quiet.
Oh, Tony.
No, please, Mum, please. You've got to get him to see a doctor. After that display today, well, I'm worried about you. Both of you.
You're a good son.
What?
I know I haven't made things very easy for you. About Jack.
No, hang on. Are you agreeing with me then?
Yes, I am. I'd already decided.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I'm not quite sure how I'm going to talk him round, but I'll think of something.
Oh, I'm so glad. I really am. It's the right thing to do, Mum.
I hope so. He's not going to be happy about it, though.
Oh, just tell him it's a general check-up or something.
No, I don't want to lie to him. I'll tell him I'm worried about his memory. Of course, he'll say there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, there isn't, in some ways. Ask him about the old days and he's spot on.
I know. But in other things... Anyway, I've made up my mind. I'll ring for an appointment in the morning.
Oliver has his hands full. Come on, Nimrod, settle down.
It's a bit hyper, isn't
he? Yeah, he's always a bit fuzzy, this one. Good sign, though. He'll only get on his toes when it comes to the race. Steady, boy, steady.
I reckon I should put a quid on him.
You're not old enough to gamble.
That's 16 today.
Not old enough to gamble.
Great. Happy birthday, Bruno.
You can enjoy the point-to-point perfectly well without Bobby.
I don't see how. Why did everyone have to go away for Easter? I could have had my party today.
It'll be just as good on Thursday. Oh, have you told Caroline what you want in the way of food yet?
I'm letting her do this chilli, aren't I?
Why don't you want anything else?
Like what? Jelly and ice cream?
Something more substantial than that. We thought perhaps a decent cheese board?
A cheese board?
Plenty of crusty bread, delicious.
If it'll make you happy, whatever.
Good, we'll do one then. Sorted. Now, where's old Keith got to? Unloading for him's one thing, but... oh, well, I suppose I'd better start grooming you as well, eh, Nimrod? Pass me his rug, will you? On the rail there.
Hey, I could be like a matador.
Don't wave it in front of him. Give it here.
This is so boring.
Well, why don't you go and see if Alice is here?
She's going to text me.
But go and find Caroline and tell her I could do with some coffee.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and keep away from the horses. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I see you've had to get rid of your little assistant then.
Oh, Ed.
Come on, admit it. He's useless around animals.
Well, he's not a natural, no.
Oh, we never ended up with a cow in a ditch before. Funny we did when he was helping.
Yeah, I know, but...
And you know, I'd take that calf back off him twice.
No, that was my fault. He wasn't ready for the responsibility. I should never have given it to him in the first place.
Just give me a break. Give yourself one. You're never going to do any good with Bruno.
Look, I know how it looks to you, Ed. But you've got to make some allowances for him.
No, I don't.
It's his birthday today. No sign of a present or card from his mum. Not even a phone call. Or from his father.
What, and you're surprised?
Well, what must that feel like, eh?
There's still no excuse.
Well, at least you've always had your family round you. Makes a difference, you know.
Oh, them baskets are nice.
Yeah.
If we had a fire, I could get one for the logs. Suppose we could get one for the magazines, though. 1920. Will?
Hey?
Look, sorry, are you fed up? I know we've been doing rather a lot of shopping lately.
No, it's fine. Makes a change from looking at baby stuff anyway.
We did well, though, at the weekend. Got to put that mobile up in time.
Yeah, I will. Won't be today, though.
Thanks for bringing me, Will. Lovely surprise.
Well, can't have you getting bored, stuck at home.
Chance to be a fine thing. With your mum and mine popping in all the time. It's good to get out now.
Yeah. And we've got this lunch picnic thing. Oh, I could do with talking to Oliver.
Yeah, we're nice of Caroline to ask us.
Yeah. I've hardly seen him since the end of the season.
Wonder what she's going to give us.
Oh, there's Mike and Phoebe. You want to say hello?
Oh, can you go? I'm only just thinking about lunch. It's made me really hungry now.
Kim, you had a donut when we got here.
Yeah, I can only eat little and often. You want to try being pregnant?
No, sir. Okay, then. Right, I'll see you by the burger van in a bit.
People got such weird names. Out to lunch. Or Bally Doodle. Dry Rot. What's that all about?
Dry Rot's running, is he? Huh, must have got over his injury. Good. Oh, Lord, they've got Keith testing the PA now. I can see I'm going to have to paint these hooves as well.
What did you do that for?
Well, protection, really. All right, boy, all right. But, Bruno, I told you to put that on silent.
Yeah, sorry. Sex God speaking.
Mum, where are you? Emma?
Ed!
Didn't know you were coming.
No, did I. Will just announced it this morning. Didn't think you'd be here.
Our Carl sent me a pass. Old time sake, I suppose.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Are you checking out the food, then?
No, I just got these cravings and I have to eat.
Yeah?
I woke up in the night and I'm got a murdered fish and chips and a Danish and fresh pineapple.
What, at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Weirdo.
I know, and I've been cleaning the house like a mad thing, sorting things out and tidying.
Yeah?
Nesting, it's called.
Well, I suppose it's only like animals. You see, yous do it, don't you? And pigs.
Oh, thanks. Rub it in.
Sorry. So, did you get all the stuff you wanted at the weekend for the nursery?
We got this beautiful mobile. It goes on the light fitting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you'll have to come round again. I'll show you.
Yeah, okay.
Not sure what company, and love my mum's bits, well, and yours, but
you know.
Yeah. So, when you in then?
Tomorrow?
God, I don't know about tomorrow. I'm supposed to be helping Dad.
Oh.
I'm not staying long here. I'm not really that bothered about horses.
Oh.
Are you going to be here all day?
No, not necessarily. There was some talk of me and Will joining some picnic thing.
Oh, in that case.
But, well, now I've had my burger.
Nah, you ought to stay, forget it.
No, really. I think it's going to be too tiring for me anyway, all this standing about. And it looks like it might rain, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah. I will. Sorry then. Guess who that was?
Your mother?
I knew she'd phone.
Good. I'm pleased she did.
Oh, she says thanks, you know, for having me.
Oh. Where is she? Is she coming back?
She didn't say. For one good thing, she's dumped that pillock of a bloke.
Oh.
She couldn't phone before because she had her mobile stolen.
I see.
I knew I was right about him. She was in a phone box in Blackpool.
Blackpool?
Oh, wait, I could, Oh, no, it says no number.
So, is she going to stay in touch?
Well, I don't know.
Right. Well, she got you on your birthday anyway.
Yeah. Oliver.
No, morning, Will.
Bruno. Hi. Alice is here. See ya.
Oh, right, bye.
Not his sort of thing, is it, this?
Well, I'm hoping you might get a little bit more interested in the actual races.
Right. Anyway, it's just to say, I can't find Caroline, and she's very kindly asked us to join you for lunch.
Oh, yeah?
Only I'll be there, but not Emma.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, it's quite a cold wind, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she thinks all the standing about's going to be too much for her.
Well, she can always borrow a shoe, Dick.
You see, that's what I said. But she needs to get the weight right off her feet, really.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she must be getting quite uncomfortable, huh?
Yeah, a bit.
Does she need a lift home? I'm sure Caroline wouldn't mind.
Oh, no. She's very kind of you. I said I'd take her, but she wouldn't hear of it. She says she feels bad enough already.
How's she getting back, then?
Mike's not staying. He's helping Neil today.
Ah.
He'll drop her back.
Have you got it?
Yeah, it's a right fiddle, though.
Oh, sorry.
But you wouldn't think a kid's mobile would be so... it's the frame done. Yeah, you can pass it to the little animals now.
Right, so what should we have first? The cow, I think.
It doesn't make no difference. They're all going to twirl round, aren't they?
No, they've got to go in order, so the colours look nice.
What are you like? As if the baby's going to notice.
Excuse me, of course it will. And the duck next.
Oh, I thought it was a chicken.
Oh, you're hopeless. Then the sheep, and then the pig. Bet you're wishing you'd stayed at the point to point now.
Not really. What about you? You could be tucking into all that picnic.
I'd rather be here. In the warm.
Yeah. Right, let's see if it works.
Here we go.
And no melanistic birds next season.
No way.
Good. Don't let me down, right? All right, see you then. Ollie, can we go home yet? It's freezing.
Well, have some coffee or some soup. Jolly good.
I'm sick of coffee. I got stuff to do.
Oh, such as what?
Party on Thursday? I've got to get the music sorted.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that.
I want to bring my system downstairs. My mate JC's bringing some amps.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. We're not going yet. I mean, the racing's hardly started, and I definitely want to see Keith in the men's open.
Yeah, that's 3:45, isn't it?
Oh, what?
Well, don't you want to see how Nimrod does after all my hard work, eh?
Not special.
Not enjoying your day out then, Bruno?
Yeah, this whole country thing, well, it just freaks me out. Barf! How you doing? Oh, you love her.
I don't know how you do it, Oliver.
Yeah.
You just keep coming back for more.
Well, you have to do what you can.
I just hope I never have a son like him.
Oh, you're the second visitor I've had today.
Yeah?
I'm not complaining, though. Oh, and thanks for bringing my hat, Kirsty. It's stupid of me to leave it at Jack's.
No problem. Kenton sends his love, by the way.
Yeah? How is he?
Seemed a bit quiet, actually. He must be missing you.
Yeah, Will always said he would. Anyway, here it is, the famous mobile.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, isn't it sweet?
So that is the nursery pretty much done now?
All you need's a baby.
The sooner the better. Let me sit down.
Oh, not Friday, though.
Oh, what? Oh, no. I'm not having my baby on April Fool's Day. People would love that, wouldn't they? With the grunting.
You'll just have to keep your legs crossed till the weekend.
I'm going to, don't you worry. So how was your Easter anyway?
Yeah, okay, thanks. We went to the Black Pike last night.
Oh, it's good there.
Yeah. Tom wasn't very pleased, though, because I asked Sam along.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Oh, well, Tom does wind me up. I mean, he's never got time to see me, and then he expects me to drop everything when he's got an hour to spare. I'm fed up with it.
Well, do you think he's got that now?
I doubt it. He's in his own little sausage world half the time. He's as bad as Jack.
How do you mean?
Oh, you know they've all been worried about him. Losing his memory and everything.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. Anyway, Peggy's making him see the doctor. At last.
Oh, that's Will back. Oh, up here. I'm with Kirsty.
Oh, good. Glad you haven't been on your own all afternoon. Oh, hello, Kirsty.
Hiya. Hey, I'll hand her over to you now you're back.
Well, you don't have to go.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm due at the ball. See you soon, Em.
Yeah, okay, thanks. See
bye,
you.
Will. Bye. Tell me you didn't put that mobile up by yourself.
Oh, I didn't put that mobile up by myself.
You sure? You didn't go standing on any chairs or anything?
I had some help and I didn't go standing on any chairs.
Good. Mm. It looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you had a nice quiet afternoon then?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't feel like staying, Will.
Oh, that's okay. You've got to do whatever you want to do.
So how was lunch?
Yeah, great.
You'll have to tell me what you had.
I will. Can I try it out?
Oh, the mobile. Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's fantastic. The baby's going to love that.
Yeah.
Have a seat, Jack. Peggy?
Oh, thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
Nothing, I don't think, Doctor. This is all Peggy's idea.
Well, she must be worried about something.
She says my memory is getting worse.
It is, dear. And he gets confused, Doctor.
No, I don't.
And how long have you been noticing this?
You think it's about a year, don't you?
About that, yes.
And how are you feeling in yourself, Jack? I know you've had a history of heart trouble.
I've got a pacemaker.
And have you had any trouble with it?
No, I don't think so.
It's a while since I've seen you, so I'd like to do some blood and urine tests. Maggie, yeah, it's me. I'd like another blood and urine, please. Yes, I know. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. You just need to ask at the desk on your way out. Get them to direct you to the nurse. Okay?
Fine.
Right, Jack. If you could just take your jacket off.
Oh, I'd like to take your blood pressure.
So, did you have a nice Easter? Jack?
Sorry.
Did you have a nice Easter?
Oh, yes, yes, thanks. Very quiet, you know.
You saw the family, though, did you?
Peggy?
We had them to lunch on Monday.
Oh, yes, yes, I just wasn't sure which day.
Lovely. Right, let's give this a go, then.
Come on.
Hang on, I'm just coming.
Great.
Sorry. Oh, Ed.
Special delivery.
What?
Fish and chips for two and Danish for, well, about six. Oh, and pineapple. Isn't that what you ordered?
Well, physically, Jack, you seem in pretty good shape.
Oh, see, Peggy, I told you.
Now, there's a really simple little test we can do for mental function.
But I'm all right. You just...
It's not going to hurt, I promise.
I really don't think there's any need.
Jack,
I've been a very successful businessman, you know. I could hardly have done all that if my mind wasn't up to it, could I?
I understand, but, you know, we all get slower as we get older.
I was working until, well, recently. I haven't long retired.
It's just to know what's going on, to put everyone's mind at rest.
All right, then.
Right. Now, all of this, can you draw me a clock face?
A clock?
Yes, just the outline, a circle, and put in the numbers. Nothing else.
What did you say again?
Just the outline of a clock and the numbers.
Right. Outline. Oh, dear.
Well, that's okay. You're doing fine.
It's, oh.
That's okay. That's great, Jack.
Ah, there you are, then.
Now the numbers, Jack.
Numbers?
On the face of the clock.
Oh. Numbers. Oh, well, let's think. One's about here.
That's great. Take your time, Jack. Don't worry, you're doing fine.
There. Is that it?
That's good. Now, can you put a time in for me? Say 10 to 3?
What?
Draw in the hands of the clock at 10 to 3.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Just have a go, Jack.
No, Jack. Stands the church clock at 10 to 3.
That's it.
Oh. There.
Okay. Fine. Well, that's it. All done. You can relax.
Well done, dear.
Jack, your short-term memory isn't good. I think it would be useful if I referred you to a memory clinic to see what they could do to help.
No, it's not...
Please, dear, just listen.
There is a problem, Jack, and let's not kid ourselves. But the earlier we deal with it, the more we'll be able to do about it. And make life easier for you and for Peggy.
And at this clinic?
Well, they'll be able to do some more specialised tests, so we know exactly what we're dealing with.
I see. Well, that sounds sensible to me, Jack. Jack,
listen, there's a lot of help and support available. If you'll just take the next step. Is that a yes?
All right, then.
Excellent. I'll do a letter and you'll be hearing from the clinic. It's in Felpersham.
Thank you, Doctor.
Is that okay, Jack?
Yes, I suppose so.
Excellent.
I can see where Gersty's coming from. Tom can be a bit of a prat.
It's not just her he messes around. Mum only took on that packing job full-time because he told her that, well, pretty soon she'd be your secretary.
Yeah? Yeah, aren't those chips cold now?
I don't care. Anyway, last week she gets all excited because he tells her he's got something he'd like her to do in the office.
Oh, yeah?
So she assumes it's on the computer. But when she gets in there, he asks her to put the vacuum round.
Oh, cheeky little...
Oh, no! What can she do? The trouble with him is he never sees anything from anyone else's point of view. Oh, Mum said she might pop in this afternoon.
No, I've got to be going anyway.
Oh, have you? Yeah. I thought you were helping your dad out today.
Yeah, I didn't need me after all.
Oh, well, thanks for coming round, Ed. And, thanks ever so much for my dinner.
That's all right. Glad you enjoyed it.
I did. Better clear these up, eh?
Yeah. Right, I'll be seeing you then.
Yeah, thanks again, Ed.
Anytime. Bye.
Bye.
Oof. No ducklings yet, but I dare say it won't be long.
No.
Oh, Jack. You're not to worry about this memory clinic.
What's it mean, Peggy? Am I going mad?
No one's saying that.
Only I couldn't bear that.
Please, dear, you mustn't.
Apart from anything else, I couldn't bear it for you. You went through so much with your other Jack.
Oh, love, you're not to worry about me.
But I do.
When I married you, it was so I could look after you, Peggy, not...
Jack, dear, we don't know what the outcome's going to be yet.
It's not going to be good, is it?
Now, you mustn't think that. As Dr. Marshall said, there could be any number of reasons for what you're going through. One step at a time. It's a week for the blood test to come back for a start. We don't know what they're going to show up.
No.
And goodness knows how long it'll be before we get to this clinic. You mustn't run ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to feel sorry for myself.
You're not. You're being wonderful. But look, you've spent your life dealing with challenges. This is just another one. And this time you've got me on your side.
Oh, Peggy.
Jack, don't you think I might have married you because I felt a bit the same?
What?
About wanting to look after you. You don't think I ever believed that hard-boiled businessman act, do you? Once I got to know you?
No, well...
We're in this together.
Emma?
Em? Oh, it's all right, I'm here now.
Oh, Will.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I was halfway to Loxley Barrett. How long has this been going on? It's the baby, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it must be. Oh, darling, oh, when did it start?
Just after... I don't know, but I'm feeling a bit better now.
Oh, you don't look better. You're very pale.
It's just... Well, I was scared, that's all.
Oh, of course you were. Of course you were, but it's all right. I'm here now. We'll get you to hospital.
No, honestly, Will, there's no need.
I think there is.
No, really, it's not the baby. I'm sure it isn't.
How do you know? Pains, you said?
Yeah, but they've eased off now.
How do you mean, eased off?
Well, they're not like they were. It's calmed down a bit.
Oh.
So it can't be the baby, can it? Else they'd be getting worse.
But if it isn't the baby, what do you reckon it was?
To be honest... I think it were indigestion.
Indigestion?
Yeah. You know I've been stuffing myself.
Oh,
I know. I'm sorry, Will.
Don't be silly.
I'm dragging you back here.
That doesn't matter.
I'm worrying you like that.
Oh, I don't care. I'd much rather you did.
Will, I do love you.
Oh, I love you. Oh, Em, won't you let me run you to the hospital, please, just to make sure?
No. No, they'll only send us away, and then I'd feel even more stupid.
Oh, you're not stupid.
I am.
You're not. You're beautiful and smart, and I can't believe I've got you.
Oh, Bill. I love you.
Shh. It's all right. And don't ever worry about phoning me in.
Well, I should have known better.
I keep telling you, don't worry about it. The slightest thing, you phone me, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You phone me any time.
Okay.
Any time. I don't want to miss anything, do I?
No, it's a good time. Jamie's with Sid tonight.
I know, yeah. Kathy.
Yes?
About the other night, what you...
Yeah.
I'm so, so sorry. I've thought about nothing else. I can't get it out of my head.
No.
Well, the fact is, if I had been here, you know, if I hadn't left you like that, it would never have happened.
Oh, Kenton. No,
it's true.
No. No, you really mustn't think like that.
Well, I can't help it. I feel just so... Well, it's all my fault.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's no one's fault. It's no one's fault except Owen's.
Come here. Kathy.
Caroline and Oliver are preparing themselves for a long evening.
I've forgotten your chutney.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, Caroline. You brought up enough food for a siege.
Well, that's how it feels. I'm not intending to venture downstairs again. Are you?
Oh, certainly not. Anyway, we promised Bruno we wouldn't. Show him some respect.
Quite. As long as he keeps to his side of the bargain.
Well, I'm sure he will. He seemed quite pleased with the drink situation, anyway.
Yeah. I hope I've made enough chili.
Oh, there's masses. We're going to be eating it for weeks. Now, listen, why don't you make yourself comfy and I'll pour us a nice glass of wine.
Oh, that sounds a very good idea.
Splendid.
Oh, you've got the key to the drinks cabinet?
Oh, of course. And he has promised to be very careful about things.
I know. I suppose we've just got to trust him.
Exactly. And we're on hand if anything does go wrong.
Yeah.
Now then, you can get this down here. You'll feel a lot better.
Thanks.
Oh. Well, this is rather fun, isn't it? Mm. Romantic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we should do this more often.
Good grief. I hope it's not going to be that... Oh. That's better. Good boy.
There you are. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I tell you what. Should we start with a crossword?
Yes, all right.
Now then, one across. Associate a degree of education with academic.
Gosh. Degree of education.
Oh, I see. BA, perhaps, or MA.
Oh, yes. What else is there? PhD?
Uh-huh.
BSc?
Yeah. Oh.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Bruno.
There's all these gorgeous women there.
Here Grace. We go.
Oh, well, that's great, that is. Tom's got to work late again.
Oh, why?
Some bloke from Smethwick's turned up to show him some wonderful new pallet wrap.
Well, this time of night?
Oh, it must be hard times in the pallet wrap business.
Bad luck.
So, I'm stood up. Again.
And I can't even stay to keep you company.
Oh, Sam, why not?
I promised myself a trip to the DIY place tonight.
Oh, yeah, what for?
Well, Fliss says she's sick of tripping over piles of my CDs. I've got to get them off the floor or else.
Ooh, sounds serious.
Yeah, so it's MDF, here I come.
Well, you're not going to make them yourself.
Oh, no, I can think of other ways I'd rather spend the evening.
Well, you want to go to Felpsham Warehouse.
Eh?
You know, the furniture place where Jennifer got Will and Emma's stuff.
Jennifer Aldridge. Hey, I'm not in their league.
Well, it's not very expensive, and it'd be a lot more stylish.
Yeah? Nah. I'm hopeless in those places. I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, I'll come if you like. I'll choose.
You sure?
It's shopping, isn't it? I was born for it.
Oh, we're not doing very well on this crossword, are we?
I'm finding it a bit hard to concentrate.
Shall I top you up?
No, thanks.
OK. Well, let's try 17 across.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's it. You'll have to go down.
Do you really think I should?
Yes, that's the third time. What are they doing down there?
Oh, right, and it'll set your mind at rest.
I don't think my mind will ever be at rest again. They must have been mad.
Oh, calm down, darling. It's only teenagers.
They all tried to warn me. Shula, Clary...
I'll just show my face. Tell them to tone it down.
Oh, yes, please. If they could turn the music down.
Well, I'll try.
And see how the food's going.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty more bread if they need it. And more paper napkins on top of the fridge. I meant to put them out.
Okay, okay, napkins.
Still in the packet.
I'm going out. I may be sometime.
Fool.
Wish me luck. Excuse me. Good evening. Excuse me.
Hi, Oliver. Great party.
Christopher.
Who on earth is that?
Hello.
It's the Anne. She's from college.
Oh, I see. Where's Bruno, do you know?
In the kitchen, I think.
Oh, good. I'll just...
Yeah, see ya. Come here, you.
Excuse me. Good heavens. Amy. Can I just... Bruno!
Bar! Behind you!
Ollie! Stop this at once, you lot! Bruno! Here!
What's the matter?
So this is respect, is it? Chucking food about? I thought we had an agreement. I've told you to stop that!
I told him not to. It's ours.
You promised.
No, I promised not to trash the sitting room. But come on, we can clean the kitchen.
You what? Now! Right! You've got 10 minutes.
What?
I'm staying here.
You can, you promised.
So did you. You get everything and everyone under control or I'm throwing them all out. Understood?
But,
Understood?
Okay. Right, okay, listen up, people. JC, lads, put that down. Enough, okay? Oi! Enough, right?
Pleased?
With the shelves, yeah. Though how I got talked into a picture, a lamp and a candlestick, I'll never know.
Go on. You'll be thanking me when you and Fliss are having those romantic candlelit dinners.
Of beans on toast, yeah. Oh, she's never going to believe I chose this lot myself. She'll think I've morphed into one of those gay boys off the telly.
Oh, just tell her you had your own personal shopper.
Who I suppose is now going to sting me for a drink.
Oh, don't you think I've earned it?
I think we both have. It's flipping hard workshop, isn't
it? Oh, rubbish.
Oliver, you've been ages. Where have you been?
Sorry.
Is everything all right?
Yes, it's fine.
It didn't sound it. What was going on?
Oh, you know, just high spirits, you know.
Really?
Literally, in a couple of cases. I'm afraid some stupid boy brought some spirits in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a bottle of vodka. It was all right. I soon had it off him and tipped it down the sink.
Well done. There's not any more, is there?
No, no, I don't think so. I had to check through this great pile of rucksacks in the hall. And Bruno says not.
Does he? Mm. What state was he in?
Perfectly compos mentis, actually. They've made some inroads into the beer and cider, obviously.
I hope no one's stupid enough to go mixing the two. How's the food going?
Oh, yes, very well. But they seem to be making the most of it.
Good. Did you see anyone we know?
I saw Amy. I didn't recognise her. She got this tiny little... anyway.
And Alice?
No, I didn't see Alice.
That's funny. We know Brian dropped her off.
Well, I didn't exactly go shining a torch in all the dark corners, you know.
No, I suppose not. But it's all right down there, is it?
Yes, yes, yes. We've just got to let them get on with it.
This is the worst evening I've ever spent.
Oh, they're only enjoying themselves.
I'm glad someone is.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. Right, where were we? Oh, Caroline. I thought you'd have cracked 10 down by now.
What the... I don't believe it. Some idiot's letting off fireworks.
Give me, moron. Bruno, get him to stop.
No, no, you stop. You were the one who gave me the idea.
I was not.
Go on. You so were talking up your fantastic party.
That was different. It was in a field, away from any stock. You can hear them. They're terrified.
Right, that's it.
Oh, not again.
What did you expect?
I tried to tell him.
Yes, I'm sure you did, Christopher. Now, can you get those idiots to stop?
I'll try.
Maybe Amy can give you a hand.
No, I'm afraid she's trying to sort Alice out.
What is your problem, Ollie?
Isn't it obvious?
You wanted things cooled down. That's what I've done. I moved it outside.
Oh.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Pleased?
I'm serious. What do you expect me to do?
Oh, no. Oliver.
What?
Hey, we're having a bonfire.
You got stock in there. What? Yes, yes, I have.
Oh, great.
Young bullocks.
Only someone seems to have let them out.
Oh.
Anyway, Ruth was teasing Phil something shocking about the grass meter.
Is it me?
What?
I've got one bloke who spends his whole time talking about sausages. I'm going to get a nice off from that. I spend it with a guy who wants to talk about grass.
I'm sorry.
I must be giving off the wrong sort of pheromones.
There's nothing wrong with your pheromones, I can tell you.
I'm sorry. Oh, guess who? Hi, Tom. Yeah? Oh, did you? He's been looking for me at the Bull. What? And now you're in Borchester? No, correct. I'm not at home.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you're in Borchester, Tom, I'm afraid you're not even warm. Felpisham.
He's not going to like it, is he?
I've been late night shopping. Nothing wrong with that, is there? In a wine bar, if you must know. With Sam. Oops.
Did you have to tell him?
Yes, why not? Hello? Hello, Tom? He's put the phone down on me.
Well, you better ring back.
No! No way. That's how he wants it.
But why won't you let me come downstairs? Is the house such a sight?
No, 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 not at all.
Well, let's both go then.
No, there's no need, Carolina. You get to bed and get some sleep.
Oh, sleep? After what he's put us through?
Well, we survived. Yeah.
Those bullocks could have got out on the road.
Yeah, I know.
I bet Edward's pretty smug.
Fortunately, he was too busy rounding them up to spend too much time gloating.
You were lucky to get hold of him.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, look, people are pretty much all gone now. I'm just going to pop back down and do a bit of, you know, clearing up.
So it is a mess?
No, no, only what you'd expect. I'll just fill a few black sacks, you know, cans and so on.
Well, let me help.
No, I can manage. And I'll take some sheets and pillows down because a few are staying the night.
Are they?
Well, we don't want them smashing themselves up on the bypass, do we?
Boys or girls?
All boys. Don't worry, I've dispatched all the girls.
Did Alice get home all right?
Yes, yes, Alan took her. A bit the worse for wear, but...
Oh, no, she wasn't.
Well, it was the fresh air, I think. You know what it's like when it hits you.
What are Brian and Jennifer going to say? Sending her home drunk?
Ah, she wasn't the worst by a long way.
What?
Yeah, but you're not to worry. I'll make sure everyone sleeps in the recovery position.
Oh, no. Oh, Oliver, I can't bear
it. Oh, they'll be fine, darling. A youthful constitution's a great help.
No. I mean, I don't know how much more of Bruno I can stand. It just goes on and on.
Darling. Now, it's very late. You've had a stressful evening, and you're a bit tired and emotional.
I'm not the only one in this house by the sound of it.
Now, you get to bed and get some rest. I promise you, it'll all look better in the morning.
It's the morning after the night before now.
Oh, no. It must have been complete carnage.
Sorry, Caroline. I've done my best.
I can see you have. You've done wonders. It's not your fault, but... What's a load of rice doing up the side of the fridge?
I must have missed that.
How on earth did they break a washing up bowl?
It's a mystery to me.
My goodness, we insisted on plastic glasses.
Quite.
And are these all the empties? This is a lot more than we provided.
I know. Perhaps we should have employed a sniffer dog, eh?
Bet it wouldn't have only found alcohol.
Well, there was a bit of a pong of dope in the sitting room.
Sitting room? I don't think I dare go in there.
Oh, honestly, darling, it's not too bad. Well, there are a couple of cigarette burns on the carpet.
What?
But I'm sure we can hide them if we move the sofa a bit and... Ah, yeah, I ought to warn you. I've had to take the covers off the sofa.
Why?
Well, someone had a bit of an accident with some red wine.
Oh, Oliver.
Oh, hey, look, come here. All of it's only surface damage. No one got hurt. No one ended up having to have their stomach pumped.
We don't know about Alice yet.
Teenage kicks, that's all it is.
If you say so. What's that smell?
What smell?
Nasty smell. Like...
Oh. Oh, dear.
It's coming from here. Oh, that is disgusting.
Caroline?
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
What's disgusting?
Bruno, you're up.
Oh, wicked party. Thanks a lot. Oh, orange juice.
Bruno, it's a long shot, I know, but... Is there any chance you could explain to me what a whole Stilton is doing in my saucepan drawer? With a load of cigarette butts stubbed out on it.
What? Sorry, Kaz. We had to. It was stinking the place out.
Well, that's not very helpful, is it? Did Bill say why?
All he said was they'd made a slow start.
But unless we get the potato planter on Monday, Tony can't have it midweek, and you know what he's like.
Bill might still make up the time. Not much we can do about it, anyway.
Oh, what a pain.
Yeah. Oh, and Christine rang.
Yeah? Any progress on the bungalow?
Not really. That's why she thought she'd better ring. She has had an offer, but only a daft one.
Yeah.
And the agent went back and tried to get them to up it, but they wouldn't.
Yeah.
You want some good news, though?
Oh, make a change.
I've been looking at the herd performance figures. Make the most of Mum having the boys.
Oh, yeah?
Butterfat's nudged up again, and the protein a bit.
Oh, oh, that is good.
Yeah.
In fact, there's only one problem.
What?
You don't think your mum's cooking up another April Fool, do you?
Oh, I think we did our penance at breakfast.
Ollie Pritchard, empty boiled eggshell trick. Oh, at least Josh thinks it's hilarious.
David, and you don't?
Well, as long as it didn't show.
It made Josh happy anyway.
Yeah.
It's a shame, though.
What?
Yeah, it's not so long ago Pip would have done an April Fool and found it funny.
Oh, love. She's growing up.
Yeah.
What is she and Izzy up to?
I don't know. I took them up a drink, but I had to leave it outside the door.
Of her bedroom?
The bathroom. There was a lot of giggling going on.
Good. It's nice to hear her laughing.
I suppose so.
Well, good for Izzy for hanging in there. If even an Archer family outing didn't put her off.
Are you still here?
Who, me?
Don't you do any work?
Excuse me?
You said you were going to feed the sheep.
Yeah, okay, boss.
Where's Pip?
I was just checking you were both here. Oi, Pip! Hiya!
Pip, what have you done?
I think that blue hair suits her, don't you?
Just the clock now.
There we are. Ah, you'd never know last night had happened.
I wouldn't go that far.
Shall I close these doors?
No, leave them. Let's get the fresh air right through the house.
Righto. Well, at least Bruno and co. helped with some of the clearing up.
Only because he was working on us to relax his curfew.
Well, as he said, now he's 16, I'm not sure we can impose one anyway.
I don't think this grounding business has got much to recommend it. It only makes three people miserable, if you ask me.
Possibly. Anyway, he's only in Penny Hazard.
I hope that friend of his was all right to drive. He was probably still over the limit. Oh, I feel completely drained.
Early night for us tonight, eh?
Oh, definitely. Oh, no.
I'll get it. Oliver Sterling? Oh, hello. No, it's not about time. Eh? Oh, I see. When was this? Right, yes, of course. Yeah, well, of course I will. And your ring? Yeah, that's fine. Fine. Speak to you later, then. Yeah, thanks, Bridget.
What now?
That was Bridget.
Yes or no?
I thought at first it was an April Fool.
Oliver?
Bruno's mother's back in Porchester.
What?
She wants him back.
Hi, love.
Hi. I never get tired of this, watching the cows come in.
No, well, watching someone else do the work is rather appealing.
That's not what I meant. The life is easier now we've got Sam.
Yeah. Leaves me free to act as Pip and Izzy's taxi service, anyway.
You got the home all right?
Yeah, fine. Trust Pip to want to come as well, milking every moment. She's gone in to watch telly.
Another of those American things Izzy's put her on to, I suppose.
Well, she's on holiday, isn't she?
Even so, she's still washing that hair dye out tonight.
You've got to admit, Ruth, they had us well fooled.
I nearly had a heart attack.
Oh, come on, you got up to far worse, your mum said so. And not just on April Fool's Day either.
That's not true.
Well, I'm sorry, it was a better April Fool than empty boiled eggshells.
What's she getting into, David?
Nothing. Come on, they had the sense only to use stuff from a can that'll wash out.
Did you get to go inside the flat this time?
Only the hall.
And?
It was very nice. Newer paint and carpet than our hall, for a start.
And what's the mum like?
She wasn't there.
What? You left Izzy by herself?
But there was a note. She'd only gone to the shops. Not like she'd cleared off on holiday. Honestly, Ruth, I never had you down for such a snob.
I'm not.
Well, what would you call it, then?
I'd call it being concerned for our daughter. What influences is she picking up, David? Do you really want her running around showing off her belly button and with great hoop earrings you could lead a bull by?
Also, what if she does? It'll only be a phase.
How do you know?
Anyway, I think that you're underestimating Pip. You know, I mean, she's not a complete pushover. She's got a personality of her own.
But she idolises Izzy.
Well, how do you know that Izzy won't end up wearing young farmer sweatshirts and wellies like Pip, Has that occurred to you?
I told you you'd feel better for some fresh air.
It was a lovely ride.
Yeah.
Steady, Maisie. I'm still in shock, though.
Well, she's a bit of a facer.
Can I tell you something dreadful?
Go on, amaze me.
When you first told me about Bruno's mum, my first reaction was relief.
I'm not entirely surprised after the past 24 hours.
But now, how serious is she? Would he want to go, and should he?
The thing is, Caroline, it's not exactly our call.
No.
I mean, as Bridget said, it's up to social services to rule on it. We really don't have any say at all.
I know. I suppose I'm just a bit surprised. Well, by the speed of it all.
Well, Sheila must have done a very careful assessment. Bruno's welfare at heart and all that.
I suppose so. But what's he going to make of it? This is the woman who just ditched him.
Well, what do you say? If he wants to stay with us, would you be happy?
We don't know if happy is the right word. But if it's a more stable environment for him, then yes.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, if he does go, it means we might actually be able to celebrate your birthday properly.
He won't go till Monday, though, at the earliest.
No, I know, but at least we won't have to postpone any little celebration till the summer.
Well, that would be nice.
Steady. That was almost a smile.
I don't know about nearly 50. I feel about 80.
Oh, well, not so as I've noticed.
Oh, you...
Oh, please. This is what you get up to when I'm not here.
Bruno...
I'm back on time, see?
Yes, well done. Great stuff.
What's for tea?
Not chilli.
Oh, no, right. Sorry about that, Kaz.
Actually, Bruno, we've got some news.
You're not pregnant.
No.
It's about your mum. She's back in Borchester.
No. Why didn't she call me?
Because she wanted to straighten things out with social services first. She's ready for you to go home. If you'd like.
Oh, wicked! But when?
You want to, then. You're sure?
Of course! I've got to go call Bob.
Yeah, Bruno, hang on. It won't be till Monday. Oh.
Is that it, then? You're not answering your phone.
Oh, hi, Kirsty.
I just tried to ring you to say I was coming over.
Did you?
I thought you had staff to do that.
I let Susan go early, as she worked Monday.
Well, that was nice of you.
Yeah, well, I'm like that, actually.
Tom?
Yes?
Can we just forget about last night?
Oh. You want to forget about it, do you?
Oh, careful!
Sorry. A word I thought I might be hearing from you.
Me?
Yes, you. I thought you'd have rung a bit earlier than this to apologise.
You want me to apologise?
What's so difficult to understand?
Well, if anyone needs to apologise, it's you.
What?
Well, you were the one who stood me up.
Oh, so that makes it okay to go off out for the evening with someone else, does it?
I did not go off out with Sam. We went shopping.
Oh, very cosy.
I meant for a quick drink.
It sounded like you had more than one to me. He's got a girlfriend, you know.
Oh, what's that got to do with anything? I've got a boyfriend. Or should that be keeper?
I think I've got a point.
Well, so have I. Sam's new here. He's allowed to make friends.
Of course he is. He's got all of Ambridge to choose from.
Well, there you are then.
I just don't see why it always has to be you.
I had a drink with him, Tom. That's not a crime.
It's not just the one drink, though, is it? You're always hanging around with him.
That's not true.
It is. You must have spent as much time with him this week as you have with me. More, probably.
Oh, well, whose fault's that? You're never available.
Oh, let's not go through all that again.
Oh, no, very convenient. Just cut me off when it gets a bit too close to the truth.
But I've heard it all before. And I've told you.
I know what you told me. The business comes first. Well, I understand that. I really do. That's why I let myself be pushed around like I do. But if you're not going to be there, then you can't tell me what to do with my time. You don't own me, Tom.
I'm not saying
that. Yes, you are. It's pathetic and childish. It's about time you grew up.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.